Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning, Mr. Potts.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. First time connection this morning. We mustn't mean business.
We're up and running.
Now, this inflation question won't go away. A mixed picture on the markets yesterday. Yep. Investors sort of slightly concerned that President Biden's stimulus package may cause America to overheat.
Yeah, there are a number of things that are driving this inflation story, of course. Number one, of course, is the economic recovery that we've been seeing taking place, a ramping up of vaccination programs, increasing confidence around what that means for global growth forecasts during the course of this year. Number two, you've got this extraordinary amount of support, policy support coming through, whether that's monetary support or indeed a flood of fiscal support, which has been, as you say, increased with President Biden's $1.9 trillion plan. Alongside that, you've got rising commodities, and that's all filtering through to higher inflation expectations. But as we've been talking about, we're not seeing persistent inflation expectations rise. Still plenty of slack within economies. And what we do know is that unemployment still remains elevated. So you're not seeing those wage inflationary pressures that you'd normally expect to see. So I don't think policymakers should be overly concerned. As we've been talking about, central banks still have plenty of tools to try and quell rising bond yields if and when required. But what we have been seeing is this rotation theme playing out in markets. So you're starting to see investors focus on stocks that will benefit from that economic recovery and perhaps moving a little bit away from some of these tech pandemic winners, where we know valuations have been elevated. And we saw that play out quite starkly in markets yesterday. European equities made a strong start actually to the week, in fact jumping the most in 4 months in a broad-based rally led by those cyclicals amid the hopes of that recovery. So the stock 600 is up 2.1%. Banking sector, which has been one of the hardest hit over the course of the past year, has been recovering. That's on hopes of the economic recovery and higher yields will boost profitability. Germany's DAX index jumped 3.3% yesterday, hit a record high. Automakers, insurers have also been leading the gains during the course this month. Different picture over on Wall Street, particularly for the NASDAQ. The technology market was down 2.4%, is now 11% off its all-time high, trading its lowest level since November. S&P actually recovered towards the end of the trading session, was up 0.5%. Looking at 10-year Treasury yields, moving back towards 1.6%. The dollar's been strengthening. Crude Brent pulled back from $70 a barrel this after Saudi Arabia said it would maintain output despite the attack on its export terminal. Gold hasn't been particularly popular during the course of the past few months, trading down at $1,687 an ounce. And we are looking at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 7 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 19 points. CAC calling Paris off 13 points.
Yeah, you're definitely sort of backing Janet Yellen up here, aren't you? You know, playing down the fears over inflation. But, I mean, a lot of investors do seem to think there's something in it. So who's right, you or them?
Well, I think you need to be aware of the inflation risk moving forward. I think in the short term, it's probably overdone by markets. Longer term, there is a risk that it will build, and you need to take some action in order to try and mitigate those risks. You can do that, of course, in bond markets with inflation related bonds, or you can do it with in equity markets, where you can focus on sectors that have price power, so they can pass on those extra costs to their customers. And they typically are things like the luxury goods companies, but you can also see it in some of the other sectors that that have that ability to move forward. Chemicals is another good example of one that's able to pass on extra costs, so further down the value chain. So there are opportunities, I think, for investors to try and mitigate some of these risks.
Yeah, so what kind of areas should we be looking at? Consumer goods, you know, Procter & Gamble, Unilever, energy firms maybe?
Unilever is another good example of that. It's been, not to talk about a specific company, but it's one that can pass on those extra costs to their customers and demand a higher price. So it's perhaps another good example that you can point to. The ones probably to stay away from are those in the most competitive sectors. The telecom sector, for example, is an incredibly competitive sector, very much price takers there. And you could also point to the regulated utilities as another sector that would also feel the pain of a rising inflation environment.
So we should be investing in wagon wheels and penguins, should we? Do you like to pick up a penguin?
I haven't had a picked a penguin up for a long time. It's do they still make penguins?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, I think they're a bit overrated. But
really?
Yeah, I used to like them when I was a kid. Anyway, talking about inflation, just wait till that pent-up demand hits the high street as people flock out to buy Chinese-made toasted sandwich makers and hair crimpers.
There's lots of excitement about the opportunity. Obviously, lots of consumers have been either forced to save because they're concerned around the future, or unforced, but haven't had the ability to go out and spend in restaurants, spend in shops, spend on holidays. There's been a huge amount of savings accumulated over the course of this pandemic. And one of the big questions is that, and it'll be very important in terms of the speed of the recovery, is how quickly that money gets spent and where that money is spent. And that will be very interesting to see as conditions allow. But given the fact that you still see elevated levels of unemployment, concerns around the pandemic, will we see all that money come out and be spent? Remains to be seen.
Very good news for EU imports since the UK. Not quite so good for UK exporters with the strength of the pound.
Sterling has been getting stronger, there's no doubt about that. We've been talking about that as our expectation for the year. Sterling was cheap from a valuation perspective, and the fact that we've sort of moved away from some of, at least, the Brexit uncertainty and the strength of the UK vaccination programme, suggesting that the recovery will be a little bit better than anticipated, has certainly been filtering through not only to central bank policy expectations, but very quickly into the currency as well.
Looks like there's going to be a fresh round of hostilities if Lord Frost's got anything to do with it.
Well, he's a different type of character, isn't he? He's come in there.
Call
and there's been a few opening salvos in perhaps repositioning that relationship. So it's going to take some time to get through some of these major points that still remain outstanding.
And I hope that Elon Musk has put some money away for a rainy day.
Yeah, he's lost a few billion over the course of the past couple of weeks, it has to be said, in terms of his net wealth. Tesla shares fell for a fifth consecutive session yesterday. Its market value has fallen by $244 billion over the course of the past month. Its investors shift away from tech pandemic winners have been talking about, to stocks that will benefit from that economic recovery. Global car industry's also been under pressure. There's been a shortage of semiconductor chips that's been causing major delays and forcing many companies to scale back production. The end of February, Tesla was forced to close its California plant for 2 days due to a part shortage. Not just Tesla, as I say, that's been struggling. The technology sector in general has been coming under pressure, but certainly feeling the pain in terms of his net worth falling rapidly.
Might have to come to Barclays for a loan.
He'd always be welcome.
Really? Okay.
Well, I don't know.
That's fighting talk. Okay, you're not speaking for the loans department then.
Yeah, I was just about to say, mate. I'll revoke that. There's all sorts of compliance and other issues you think about without saying that.
I hope Uncle Barclay wasn't listening. Foreign exchanges.
Pound against dollar 138.5 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 118.5. €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
Hank Potts from Barclays.